Okay. So anyone who is attending, you're here right now, if you're calling in and you want a reading with Joni, you're going to press *2 to raise your hand. That way I'm going to know that you want a reading. If you're just sitting in and listening, that's totally fine. But you do want to press *2, and I'll let you know when you're called on, okay, because I'll be able to see your hand up. And I'm not able to see all the names, and you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. But I encourage everyone to be courageous, because we're all here for the same reason, right? So, Joni, I'm just going to have you introduce yourself again and give us just a little quick summary about how about the Mercury retrograde aspect and what we're going into when it goes direct.
Sure, I could give just a little bit of information, because I don't claim to be an astrology expert. Mm-hmm. I get my information from my informants, my astrology informants.
Okay.
So thank you all for tuning in today, and thank you, Michelle, for having me. Mm-hmm. My name's Joni Isinger, and I'm a healer, and I'm a psychic. I live in New Jersey. I was originally a social worker in New York City for 10 years. I didn't believe in any of this, none of this. It wasn't in my vernacular. I had diagnoses for people like me. And I chuckle now, because it's pretty incredible the change that's taken place. And I also had a very challenging life. I had many illnesses and surgeries, and I faced my mortality 3 times. I became chemically sensitive to the point where I was allergic to very odd things like newsprint and the new finish on clothing, the automotive section of a department store. And I ended up homebound for 6 months, couldn't open up windows or doors. An energy medicine man came on my path and began healing me. And that's when I had a spiritual awakening during this this hopefully final dark night of the soul. And I became gifted with abilities. I began channeling departed ones and pets. I was able to do healing with my hands without any workshops. And I began doing distance healing, automatic writing, where I would put pen to paper and start channeling. And I began being able to see into bodies, addressing health issues. And I always have to say, I am not a doctor. See a medical professional if you have an issue. And I've written a book of 50 of Yeshua's, a.k.a. Jesus's, messages. It's called David's Guidance, A Book of Light. I co-authored a book called The Chakra Journey, which is on Lulu Publishing. And I recently put out The Chakra Journey, Carry Me Crystals, Chakra Clearing and Oracle Card Deck, which I co-created with my two friends, Peter Jarvis and Elizabeth Jarvis, no relation to Peter. That's available out now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I do radio. I love to do radio. And I also do restaurant galleries in New Jersey, where I'm located, where they book the back of restaurants, and I do open readings in a public setting where everyone hears everyone else's readings for 2.5 hours. I've published articles. I've written songs. I'm recording them. I hope to put out a CD. I do this privately, and my website is joniswhitelighthealing.com. If you'd like to friend me on Facebook, please do. Joni Isinger, just tell me in the message. Just write me a message saying how you found me. And I love being here. The reason why I do this is because I feel that my purpose in this lifetime is to help turn people's light bulbs on, so they know that all is okay and divinely ordered, and that this earth is not a chaotic mess of a reality. So that's my spiel.
Thank you, Joni. We have someone with their hand up right now. And before we go into that caller, I just wanted to...
And I didn't mention about Mercury, honey pie.
You didn't? Oh, well, why don't you?
We just do that, and then you'll say what you were about to say?
Yeah.
I wasn't Virgo enough. I wasn't type A complete enough.
Go for
That's the astrological challenge. I just have to. Mercury goes into a shadow state, and there are energies that exist during that period. It's usually 20-something days, happens usually three times a year, sometimes four. And during that time, a person might experience electronic and computer problems, communication issues. They could have breakdowns with their car. I once had two flat tires in the same retrograde period. Computer modems can blow. I had that happen. And it's usually best not to enter into a project for the first time, to entertain it and start something during a retrograde, or sign a contract where you have entertained the possibility before. If you've been entertaining an idea before that and then you sign a contract and make a very important decision, that's fine. It's not about fearing Mercury in retrograde. It's an opportunity to kind of hunker down and go within. And oftentimes, we rid ourselves of things that do not serve us. Mm-hmm. When it goes direct, when we're out of a retrograde, oftentimes that's when there's a relief, like a sigh, and we feel more expansive and brighter. And oftentimes things take place, things move, like the luge. They really move. So that's my take on Mercury in retrograde. If you Google it or go to any astrology site, you'll get a better answer.
Well, I think
go for it, Michelle.
You touched upon one very important aspect of that, and it's, you know, the letting go of things, and then things start to move. So Mercury retrograde does give us the chance, because it things slow down. Yes, electronics and contracts and all that kind of stuff. A wrench kind of gets thrown into the mix, because essentially the energy is kind of going in the opposite direction. But really what it gives us time to do is to do a little bit of work, and to be aware and to be more of an observer, which brings us into tonight, because this is a season to thrive on Soluminous Radio. And to thrive means to flourish. It doesn't mean just to grow. It means to grow and flourish and expand. And especially not just survive. And so many of us are stuck in this survival mode. You know, one of my greatest challenges for my clients is the greatest health and weight loss challenge is to get people to de-stress. And so, Joni, you are a bridge to help get us some answers, some insight with the gift that you have and the connection you have, bridging us between, you know, what we see here and then the unseen, which you so divinely give us access to, through what you do. So we're going to take this first caller here. It says Dee Stewart here from Conway, New Hampshire. So I am going to unmute you, and welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your question?
I have a situation in my life that's causing a lot of heartache over the past few years. My favorite place in the world is a summer cottage that my family has had for, almost a century.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, some folks moved in the property in front of us. We're on a hill overlooking a lake, and have literally destroyed our ability to enjoy our property. We have a right-of-way that goes over their property to reach ours, and he's gone as far as blocking off the driveway so that we couldn't even reach the cottage for a while.
Wow.
He's just someone who's very negative, very angry, very abusive, has had a lot of problems with other neighbors as well. And I just wonder, is there something that I need to know or something that I could do to perhaps resolve this situation? Or is this something I simply have to wait out?
Okay. So there are, they gave me a few things here. To you, this is treasured ground. It's like sanctuary, and there's something about the earth here. It's very, very special, very treasured.
Oh yes,
I feel that. You said for 100 years?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel, okay, I'm going to ask this. I don't know if this is this lifetime or another. Were you a teen, and did you make love in that cottage with someone?
Yes.
Yeah. That's part of this. It is very, yeah, we're just going in here. So do you have water by you?
A little older than teens.
A little older than teen, but did you have water by you?
Do I have water by me now?
Yeah, to have some sip of water.
Yes.
Have a little bit of water. They're going to probably charge that up and take care of you. They're putting information in through that water code to calm you. Mm-hmm. This man, I feel in a certain way he knows you. There's some tie. I have to find out where he's from. No. He embodies darkness, and you have had this fear of, on some level, of either losing control or having someone either rape you or take something from you. He's a symbol. He's an archetype of, I don't know, is this a fear that you've had in this lifetime, or am I pulling from others?
Yes, I would say that there was a fear.
A fear. So this is, I'm going to go into that because that's the first part. Very important. We need to pull up and out because it's a very deep fear. We need to pull this up and out. So let's go in. Have another sip. So there's violet. The color violet right now is working with you. Do you like that color?
Oh, yes.
That's one of your, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can carry the color violet on you, whether it be clothing, I always say if you can't find clothing or an object, go to a hardware store where they have paint and go to the paint swatch section and find your favorite color that you intuit is the color and find that violet and cut out that square or make it a circle or whatever, get a few so if you forget it in the laundry, you can replace it and put it in your pocket. And if you don't have a pocket that day, imagine that you're wearing violet and that the energy is working with you. So there are a few of these incarnations, not just this one, where you've had this fear. I do not feel that you have in fact been raped. It feels that there is a fear of, there was bullying and threat, but I do not feel that in fact those acts were done. So just a mere threat is enough to put someone in that chaos. You go to your passing in the other lifetimes with regret and shame and unforgiveness towards self, which is karma. Let's get rid of it. You say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, yeah. Now you're pinking up. You could also add pink to that.
Mm-hmm.
I see it's like a bubblegum pink, but it's one shade lighter with a little bit more white under it than like a purpley, yellowy bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
Just brighten that pink with some white, and that's your pink shade. Forgive everyone involved. Mm-hmm. There's a mother. If you go out looking like that, you're going to get tossed by some man. So you're forgiving a mother. Forgive everyone involved. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your heart and your throat are opening up. It's perfect. Your sacral chakra is working. It's opening up, too. You might have had problems with urination. I'm not sure, but that's going to work better. Ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons and then have another sip. Yeah. Now let's get practical. So that between the work they did on the water where they charged your water, the forgiveness that's done where the energy ties to other lifetimes and this one is released, the unforgiveness is released where you'll be more settled and be clearer regarding a figure that symbolized such threat of harm. So now you've got, you're quelled, you're calmed. Now let's get practical. Now we're in 3D world. We're here for, let's see what we're going to do with this.
Okay.
He appears dangerous. He appears a threat. I don't see anything coming to you. I do not see any harm, but he is someone not to be dealt with. I feel that there is something that you would have to give up. I don't think you're moving. Is this your home around the 365? This is your home?
No.
356.
It's a summer cottage.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't see you're giving it up, but I don't see you're being able to do the things that you would like. I feel that this man has planted an energy there, and it's very strong. It feels a bit like end of an era, that there is a closing off. Now, because something ends doesn't mean it's bad. There's a reason for every season, and when chapters end, new things open up. But it seems for today that his energy, the power and control that he wields, is greater than what you are able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the sunsets, look for the greenery, look for the beauty. Hold every memory close to your heart, and remember, he can't take anything from you, that there's nothing he can take. He can physically block a view or not allow you to something or that, but the charm and the beauty and the memories are yours, and that will never be taken from you. I don't even see you calling the police. I don't see you're going to the town.
Already done all that.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
We've already gone through, calling the police and going to the town and trying to resolve it that way, and it didn't work.
Right. It doesn't feel that it will change. I think he'll be here for a while. Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Shine light on him. Ask for Jesus to talk to this man. He needs a conversation with God. I'm not going to quote Neil Donald Walsh. That was his book.
Yeah.
So that's what this gentleman needs. And I see you having protection. I see you and your family and the cottage being protected. I don't see him torching it, defaming it, poisoning the earth. You have protection. It's just that this man is here now, and it is closing. It feels done. I never like channeling this stuff. I am not a doom and gloom psychic, but I do sometimes have to deliver information that's melancholy, and that nothing changes a memory, nothing. The memories you hold are yours, and they can't be tainted. And there is some reason why this man is doing this, and forgive him. Make sure you forgive him, because you do not want to have karma with him upon your passing. You don't want to go home and then it's a do-over.
Yeah.
that would just stink. So you're okay, and you can just bless your house. Thank you. I don't see you moving. At some point, you might say, I can't take it anymore, and then you might sell this home. But for now, it's still yours, and you have a very deep connection. And just keep loving and blessing it and thanking it, and be in the moment and make your decisions accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope this assisted.
Yes, because it feels definitive, which is sort of what I've been needing, I think.
It might be that outside vision and voice that you might have had playing around inside of you, that knowing. And that it never hurts to consult with a psychic to then reaffirm what you already know with a capital K.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you so much, Joni.
Oh, you're really welcome, honey pie.
It. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing and being so courageous to call in with your question, Donna. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyone, we got a few people here. If you've just come on, You press star 2 to raise your hand. I'm assuming since you're calling in, you probably want to be called on. Okay, we got someone here. This is, I'm unmuting you now, the last four digits of your number are 9879. So right now you're on the air. From Comedy.
Hi there. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Joni. My name's Jennifer. I've called in and spoken to you. I've had two readings. I'm very lucky.
Jennifer.
Calling, I guess. Hi.
Yeah, that's your name?
Jennifer, yes.
I think I remember. Hi.
I'm calling, you know, my younger sister had a reading done by a psychic recently. It's interesting because a lot of things are spot on. One thing that's really fascinating is I'm kind of her conduit, I can't think of a better word, for her negative sort of bad energy blockages. That's what she was told, and it's interesting, so... I've been trying to, you know, I got her some interesting stones and things along those lines, and I don't really know what I'm calling to ask particularly, so I just thought I'd kind of throw it into the air and see what the universe and what you want to offer for a reading.
Okay, so I just want to get clear regarding your use of the word conduit. Are you helping her to release the negative energies?
She was told by the psychic I'm the only one that can help her do that.
Okay, so let's see. I can't stand when I don't like having to say this stuff, but I don't agree. I hate doing that, and I hate using the word hate. Look at all the stuff I'm saying, where I have to compare and analyze another person's reading. Many, many people can help her release negative energy. Many, 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 many people. I'm going to reword. I don't like doing this. I'm going to come in from another angle about what I think she meant. I think what she was trying to tell your sister is that it would be a really, really great idea to listen to you and to put some of her trust in your knowing of how to clear negative energy.
Yes,
it is limiting, however, to tell a person that there's only one person that can do this.
Well,
that isn't my belief system.
I
think, in fact, you do have a lot of influence and power, but to tell a person that there's only one person, I don't believe that's accurate.
I think I might have taken a piece. She was pretty excited, so on a lot of levels that came up in the reading itself, so I'm sure bits and pieces got lost in translation.
Okay, there's always telephone. There's always a game of telephone where it does get lost in translation. So, yeah. Now,
so aside
let's get
that,
to the matter regarding you and your assisting her.
I guess
I'm does your sister meditate?
No.
Does your sister meditate?
Not at all. She is not a meditator.
Okay. Does she sit with you and chat over tea?
We chat. We do chat, yes.
And the reason why I say tea, sometimes tea, like herbal tea is very calming, where the two of you would sit in someone's kitchen and it would be quiet. Because if she's not meditating, I see you having that type of an influence on her, where you have her in situations where you're calming her.
Well, I think
and that's very important. Do you do that with her now?
I think so, and I think I just offered... she's a lot like, say, Eeyore, you know, just constantly sees the, yes, so, oh, it's not going to be a very good day, whereas I'm the opposite of the spectrum, so...
There you go.
I think I bring that to the table for her, and I'm more of the optimist where she sees the cup always empty.
Yes, and that makes perfect sense why the two of you are sisters, why the two of you came into this lifetime at like those opposites for you to assist her in getting out of that rainy cloud that's over her. So
definitely.
I can offer you, because I know it's a general reading around this, so I'll give you tips. I see you holding magnets and crystals. I see you talking to her in a very calm way. I see you're saying things to her that make her think differently. So if she says black, you say gray, pink, dusty orange, like let's not like white because that'll throw her. You shift her to let's move her out of that place slowly. Also, I see the two of you actually going to a spa and getting massages or getting your feet done together. There's something about her releasing energy, like having her feet worked on, where you're also having it done too. So she's getting the release and you're supporting her. She needs the handhold. She also, I see you supplying her with positive affirmations and saying things that are very positive for her to consider saying to herself. I see you
Absolutely.
Giving her tokens like a book, like whether it's a coffee table book or a book that's self-help, like Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life, where there are positive affirmations throughout the whole thing. A great book called The Creative Visualization Workbook, and it's by Shakti Gawain, S-H-A-K-T-I, and the last name is Gawain, G-A-W-A-I-N, The Creative Visualization Workbook. That's another great one. But I see that she takes her time with this because she thinks there's a little part of her that thinks some of this is voodoo. You know, that it's a little bit hocus-pocusy.
Yeah.
So you introduce it with your language, your way. You know her the best. And if she retreats and she doesn't take it in, you just put your feather in the cap anyway and say, job well done.
I gave her some stones, and I know you have, you're into stones as well. I gave her lapis, obsidian, selenite, unikite, and amethyst.
Now, I know some of them because I don't claim to be the expert. Obsidian and hematite are both grounding stones, so they can be moved. She's not to have them by her night table. Grounding stones you can carry on you and put them on your dresser at night, but if you have them by your night table, they can keep you kind of more earthbound, and we like to travel outside of our bodies.
Interesting.
That's a little tidbit. And lapis, I don't remember. I'd have to go into a channel for that one. Do you remember?
It's to relieve anger and negative thoughts.
Okay.
And obsidian, I researched, and it's to remove energy blockings and open up psychic cords and strengthen your aura.
Gorgeous.
So that's pretty wild stuff.
It's wonderful. Amethyst helps with addiction.
Sure does.
Uh-huh. So I don't remember. There was another one. Did you say unikite?
Yes.
I don't know that one. Do you?
It promotes healing of the soul and inner peace.
Gorgeous. 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 You are there to assist and do the serenity prayer. You do what's in your control and let the rest go. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. And then when both of you ultimately pass, you both go home, right? And there's a rapture, and you'll be hugging and all this stuff. And then you'll be having conversations about what you did. And with no judgment. So whatever you weren't able to get through to her, no judgment on your part. She won't judge you and vice versa. It's a gorgeous play that you've created. And so blessings to you for being that messenger for her.
Well, one can only hope.
Exactly. So you just do what you can and let the rest go and make sure that you're there for yourself too. Make sure that you definitely shower yourself with the blessings that you offer her too. You can't be forgotten in this.
Right, because it's easy to try and, help somebody else and not tend to your self-care, so.
That's right.
So I guess I just was fascinated by that component, I believe that there are people that can be not a conduit, but can be a big influence in someone achieving
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that makes sense that you, the two of you, chose to be together and where you have that relationship where you can offer these things to her and she's, it seems there are things she's taking, she's adopting.
I told her about one of the things that you, one of your readings was, about forgiveness and to try and say that more often because forgiveness, I think, is a huge component.
I think that's the underrated word. I think that if people knew a little bit more about forgiveness, then the energy would shift on the planet. It would go
up. Thank you. I'll let you get more calls in. Thank you, Joni.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to hear your voice again.
Before you go, Jen, you have a birthday coming up, right?
I sure do.
Joni, what about, can we take a feel into what's coming up for Jen for this year?
This year? I feel there are a few people that come on your path that assist you. I feel that it's as if in this play of life that you're in, that there are a few new characters that come on the scene. Very nice people. These are some new people. I feel like they're friends. Very nice people. I feel they're heart openers. Got some new people coming in. I'm liking it. Very friendly souls. You need some really good, hearty souls in your life. I think they're women and they come in and it's like the type that you just want to pick up the phone and just like bang out some great stories.
Well, that's
so
good.
You're creating a network of people who are lovely. I think you've needed that. I think there haven't been as warm, supportive people in your life. And you're starting to draw them in. They're starting to come around the bend, and they see you, and they know you, and you're vibrating higher. And as a result of that, there are these really good friends that are going to start showing up. And they're going to see you for who you are, not who you were, who you are today.
Oh, Jen, that was awesome.
That is, It would be my mom's birthday the same day, so it's kind of a wild thing because my mom's not here anymore. But I feel her, and actually, she's come to me in dreams, and my birthday is kind of a significant day always.
Sounds
not
it.
Just because it's older, but thank you.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Take care.
You too, ladies.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, that was awesome. That was really great.
Thank you.
We have a few webcast attendees tonight. And just to let everyone know, actually, I did have a question come in the Q&A. She doesn't want to talk, but she did ask. She has a mass on her breast.
Mm-hmm.
That she has had one before, and the previous one was it was not cancer. It was benign. But it did have some abnormal growth cells, she said. And she just, the question, she's one of my clients, and the question that she just posed was, ask Joni about my lump, please, because she has another one and she feels it's the same, but she was just wondering about it and, you know, what it's about, that kind of thing, and whatever you can feel into that.
Okay.
So the lump is on her breast.
Yeah. So what I say to her and to the audience is that oftentimes I don't tell people if they have cancer. The other side doesn't want me to.
And she's not even asking that. She's not asking if she does. She's asking kind of about having another one, which is kind of a little unusual. And she just wants anything you have.
Well, I'll say what I get, but I always have to say, I have to frame that and also have to say for the listening audience. This is for entertainment purposes. I am not a doctor. Please see your medical professional if you feel that you have any health issues. And with that being said, Michelle and you, the person who asked, and everyone listening, I'm going to answer. I think it's fine. okay? I feel like that it's fine, and I'm going in. I feel the cyst. It feels rubbery. There's like a twist of energy. Now, I don't know whether you're an athlete, and I don't know whether you're working out, but it feels like there's kind of a strain that you're putting on yourself. You're asking too much of yourself. You're pushing too hard. Now, I don't know whether this is from the athletic stuff that you're doing, if you're lifting or if you're sprinting, but it feels there's a lifting. And there's metaphor. You are pushing yourself too hard. So this, I think, is going on physically and emotionally. Lay off on yourself. Give yourself a break. Be your best friend. So this little twist, I'm going in, and if you're listening, which I'm hoping you are, have a sip of water. They're going to be working on you. So I'm just moving some of the energy around to kind of untwist it and give it a break and settle you down. Settle this cyst down, settling you down. If you like licorice, if you can have it, have a little bit of licorice. I see black licorice. You can also use licorice root tincture. I see 2 drops in some cold water, just a little bit, and you could have that maybe 2 times a day, like a shot. You could do that for a week. I feel that that opens up cells. Also, I feel that the back of your head is sore. I feel that it's very strained, so you need to put a compress on the back of your head. You need like a almost warm, moist compress on the back of your head and neck. You could do that whenever you want. It takes the edge off. So there are several lifetimes where you have pushed yourself. In one lifetime, you were a man. You were very emasculating of yourself. In this lifetime, I feel like you're denying your femininity. There are things about sexuality and pushing things and suppressing them. They need to be addressed. I see you holding your breast, and I see you're talking to and saying, hey, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And that you also say to yourself, I forgive myself. Your biggest work is about you. It's about your thoughts and what you say to yourself, giving yourself a break. Let me go in for if there's anything more. Yeah, it's tender. Maybe you don't feel tender. I feel tender. I don't see you squeezing it. I don't see you massaging it. I see you just holding it every once in a while. We have chakras. These are energy centers in the palms of our hands. If you put protection around yourself, you call upon Archangel Michael for protection, and you open up the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. That's the energy center that connects you to the divine, to the oneness, to everything and everyone, all of creation. The energy, the love and light comes down through your head, and you can have it come out of your hand. And that is healing, and that would be doing healing hands on yourself. And you can do that to help heal yourself. Slowly, it could shrink just a little bit. I'm not sure. It might have to come out. But you can do what you can do. Also, I see lullabies. I see if you have any children's nursery lullaby CDs. I see you putting on some tapes. And I see you're having baby music, nursery lullaby music in the background. I feel that some of this music will also take the edge off and calm down this lump. Hmm. That's what I get, Michelle.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Joni.
You're welcome. And I'm putting out blessings and healing energy to you, the person who gave the Q&A, and I'm hoping that you feel better soon. Stay in the moment and do not fear, because when you fear, you can draw things to occur. Thought can create form if you believe it and know it, see it, and take actions towards it. Mm. So you want to say, I am well. All is well, I am healed. And imagine seeing your breast in perfect condition without a lump.
Mm, right, huh? And that's the vibration aspect, isn't it, Joni?
Yeah.
How we're aligning with our, you know, our thoughts, with our emotions, and what we believe to be true, or what, you know, is driving us. So everyone remember that your emotions are actually energy in motion, and they are driving you to a place. So pay attention to how you feel, what you say you want, what you're doing, the words that you're speaking, and those feelings that you have, because lots of times they're contradictory and the universe can get a mixed signal. And that's part of what Joni is here for us tonight. Why she's here for us tonight is to clarify these things and to get us more aligned with what we want and the clarity that we need. So there's a couple more people on the line here, and I'm wondering if this person from Brockton, Mass, last four digits is 0474, wanted to ask any questions. I'm going to unmute you. You can say yes or no. Hi, you're on the
air. Yes.
You did? Hi. Okay, good. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Joni.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Jeanette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What question do you have?
I would like to know if you could ask what I need to know about the struggle.
Is this a family struggle?
Part it is, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this about, is this territorial?
No.
Okay. If you gave me a little bit more information, that might help?
I'm struggling with many, I'm getting bombarded with relationships, relationship struggles, just power and control, and
this is familial, outside of the family, or both?
Both.
Okay, and it's been, this has been going on for at least a year?
it's probably been going on for my entire life.
Okay.
The same struggle. Yep, the same struggle. Yep.
Okay. So the first thing is you're not grounded. So let's do this. This is something that you can do every morning, and this is what everyone can do if they'd like. Every morning when you first put your feet on the floor when you wake up, it's called a grounding affirmation, and you're hooking your spirit, which is in your body, to Mother Earth, which Gaia, which is a spirit, a loving spirit that's in this rock that we call Earth. So are you in a place, not a car, are you at home or someplace where you can put your feet on the floor?
I'm standing, yes.
Okay, good. So I'll say this and you just imagine that you're saying it to yourself and you'll be grounding yourself. I imagine the soles of my feet being one with the earth like roots of a tree growing deep into the earth for strength and stability. And that did it. So you've been floating around for a long time, my friend. You haven't been with us. You've been out in the stratosphere. It's been very challenging.
Yep.
And that's, have you felt that way?
I often describe myself as being above the ground. I don't when I think of myself, I don't feel like I'm on the earth. I feel as though I am above the ground.
Yes.
I mean, I explain. I that's how I describe myself to people, that I'm like not of the earth. I'm here, but I'm not of the earth. If
yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to go into paradox. We're going to explain the paradox. You've
okay.
been so weighted down with different issues that you've wanted to take off and leave. So
yes.
You're so weighted down, but you're floaty. That's the paradox.
Mm-hmm.
So you've wanted to take off. Like some people take off and they hide, but they still stay down here. The way you took off is you flew up.
Yep,
now,
I did.
That doesn't help, though. So they're talking to you saying, okay, we understand, but we're going to pull you down. So the way that you pull yourself down first is by doing a grounding affirmation every day. Also having some a grounding stone. I might have mentioned it before on this show, but I'll mention a few of them. Do you do crystals?
No.
Okay. Do you have any crystal shops in the area? Or do you have metaphysical fairs where there might be
yes.
a crystal dealer
yes.
somewhere?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you found hematite, H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E, or you could find tourmaline, T-O-U-R-M-A-L-I-N-E, or smoky quartz, or shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. Those are fabulous. You put it in your pocket. It's better if they're polished because you don't want a hole in your jeans. I did that when I was first awakening. I'm like, oops, I don't think it's supposed to be rough. And
can I just tell you that a couple of years ago I bought hematite rings and three of them cracked.
It could be that you were not wanting – well, they're one of two things. Either you so used the energy of it that you actually had to keep changing them out because they were done. They were finished. You completed them. They could not take the energy anymore. Or in some way you didn't want to be grounded. Try it again.
Okay,
and if you don't have pockets that day, you just put out the intention that you're carrying that stone, and don't keep it by your night table. Put it on your dresser, as I had said earlier in the show. Now, I want to get to the bombardment of energy and what you have been weighted down by. So to share with you and the listeners, Michelle, I've shared this before. I'll say this again. It's very important. We play light and dark. We have been victims and victimizers in different lifetimes to balance out our soul and for soul growth opportunity. I call this Earth School. And we do this not because this is Punishmentville. This is because it's a really kick-ass planet, and we love to learn here. So we get involved in some serious stuff. So there have been killings, and people have killed you a lot. I see a lot of blood. Do you sometimes taste metal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of this. So I'm gonna ask that there are special folk from the other side that deal with this that will assist you in. They're going to use alchemy. They're going to take the objects that have been stuck in your body, whether it's bullets or knives or shrapnel, things that are metal. And they're going to shift the frequencies of the metal in your body and then make your body calmer. And ultimately, these objects will not be what they are. They will disappear. And they're going to use – it's magic. They'll use alchemy. And you've shifted from center. I'm also going to ask – it's a time thing. If we were in a private session, we'd have more time. I'm going to ask for other assistance of the highest of Christ-like consciousness always to come and assist you in balancing your chakras. I do that, and I oftentimes do that in a session, but they need a lot of work. And this isn't a doom and gloom. You got your help, honey pie, because you called, you said I'm done, and it's time. So there will be healing that will be going on for a while. It could even be a year or more, and that's phenomenal. So your energy centers in your body are going to be addressed. Okay. So we're going to take the lifetimes of just a lot of danger. And I also, first let's do this. A lot of the danger, death, blood, gore, and spontaneous eruptions of just vile things, and you were privy to a lot of this, and it's just too much. It's just you're heavily burdened, and we ball them all up across all time and space where you have unforgiveness towards yourself and others, a lot of karma, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. Look at you. You're like in the Jetsons. Right now it's like you're in the Jetsons spaceship. And I see you, and you're floating around above, but you're looking at me, which is a good thing, because if you didn't care, you wouldn't have given me eye contact from your spaceship. Forgive everyone. Yeah, you're moving closer to me. It's good. Have a sip of water if you have water by you. Ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for this, for these life lessons. There are so many lifetimes that it's like 1,000. Let's give it 1,000 or more. This is going to take time. I see you slowly descending. Be your best friend. Do not fear. Using the affirmation, all is well, will also calm you. It'll bring you to a center. Read books that feel good. Stay away from anything that's violent, anything that's noisy. I see you also not liking noise.
That's right.
Yeah, you need peace. The noise reminds
yep.
you of the horrors.
Mm.
I
yep.
see this
violent.
Taking time, but I see you're on a path and I see you're shifting. And it's interesting because on the one hand, you had all of these metals in you, but on the other hand, do you like the color silver?
Not
or gray like
oh, well,
a bright...
bling. I love bling. I love blingy. Blingy silver. Blingy.
The blingy silver.
Bling.
It's the silver. So
yep.
it's interesting that you've been trying to heal the wounds. You brought it close to you. It's like homeopathy. You know, if you have a snake bite, then you take a few of the pellets of snake bite poison to balance it out, to heal. So you've been bringing the metals in towards you to try and to remedy what went on. Be your best friend. And also another wonderful thing, I take this from Louise Hay. She taught me. You say, I am safe. If you say, I am safe and all is well, that will also bring you to a center. And I see you're joining us again. I don't see, in about a year, I see you coming down to Earth. Right now, you're still up there, but you've heard everything. Your third dimensional self right here that I'm talking to heard me, and your higher self that knows where it is through all of creation, it also took note of this, and it's considering making a descent. And also after this, wash your hands. It's like a ritual. I see you just clean yourself up. So I see some soap and water. You can wash your face or at night. I don't know if you still have makeup on. But when the makeup's off, then you wash your face too, like a cleansing. And just have it be a little bit of a holy ablution. And you're just blessing yourself with love. Like, this is really neat. I'm ready to take this challenge and move towards being with the rest of the Earth community. So that's what they say.
Okay.
Imagine
wow,
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that you join us soon on your time.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. That was a great compliment to today.
Yes, yes, it was. It was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have time for the woman who posted the question earlier about the lump on her breast.
Yes.
Heard you, and she said, let me read this. She couldn't believe how accurate it was. When about the baby music, she said, why baby music? Anything to do with in vitro? So she had in vitro to have her son
mm-hmm.
with her current husband, and they love each other deeply, and they have a great family life, and her son, who is now 16, 17, is doing phenomenal.
Wow.
She's asking about that was – why baby music? Is that anything to do with in vitro? That was her question when you did
I think so. I think there's something about love and babies and that frequency that when you get into nursery rhyme and lullaby, you're brought back to the womb. You're brought back to love. And sure, if you want to say in vitro, it does have to do with fertilization, but it's not specifically about what she went through. It's that it brings her to a frequency that is healing.
Okay.
So maybe it is a yes. Maybe we'll even say a yes and say that
yeah.
if that is a miracle, yes, it's a tangent. We'll say yes. We'll say yes. We'll say that for you that the fact that it's a miracle, that is the peace that you have in your life now that he was born. So I take back everything I said up until from the no, and I change it to yes, because I am human.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what, Joni? I can see that. I can see the metaphor. You know, as you brought up that word metaphor earlier, that, you know, the forgiveness and the ease and the nurture that you're asking this woman to have for herself is, you know, that same love that you give to your baby.
Yes, that's another way of looking at it. I think there are many levels to, I think the first part is that it makes us zone out. It gets us to that baby state. But then for her specifically, in addition to that, it's just, you wax poetic. You remember, my God, you know, what I went through, and I had the baby and now they're 17 and this is a miracle and that's a joy. That fills your heart as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then the nurturing baby, nurturing self. So I think it's many layered. And yes, I believe what she said is correct. I believe that she's right on with that.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Sure. I'm glad that she connected with that reading.
I know, huh?
Good.
Another powerful night with Joni Eisengart. I'm just going to check the webcast one more time to see.
How many people are there? Because I know I have time to go over.
Okay. I don't think there's any more questions. I don't see any more hands raised. There are still a bunch of people listening. But if anyone wants to ask another question, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. If you're attending by webcast, you can type into the Q&A and you can ask a question. You can remain anonymous and you can get answers to your question. And that, just with what you did for that woman, Joni, it was like, holy moly, because she had talked to me like this week. And it was just such a confirmation. Like, she was amazed, actually.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
well, there are no hands raised, it seems.
There are no more hands raised, but I think that everyone's really learned a lot from this. And is there anything that you would like to offer, Joni, like, you know, to share, or any commentary that you have? Or
I guess I'd like to say that just in terms of just this last, the woman who wrote back and asked, well, does it have to do with in vitro? And then she's asking me, I would like to say that I'm not you, so you go with your gut. And when you trust your intuition, then it's a nail. And that I might say something and validates. Maybe you won't know something and I'll be saying something that you never heard of before. But if there's something that you project could be so, chances are it's so. Chances are that you're listening to your guidance. Maybe it's out there and it's not, but I'm here to bring in information for you that maybe you don't know, and to confirm what you already do. And I don't profess to know everything. I'm a spirit in a human body having a spiritual experience. And I always, I guess I like to role model my going with my gut so you do the same, because we all have the ability to heal ourselves. Mm. So I wanted to say that.
Mm. And you're so right.
Thank you for having me here. I love being here, Michelle.
I love having you. Honest to God, every single time, there's just so much. It's rich with, it's not information really, it's just rich with, I don't even know what word to use. It's just rich with connection, I guess.
Mm.
That serves, you know, it's
yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. And we'll be together again next month.
We will. And we're going to get that date up on the website sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that would be great. So if there's one more quick check. Everyone's good. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And Joni, of course, thank you so much one more time. And we will be together again in June. And we'll be serving together again.
Beautiful. Have a good night.
Bye, Joni. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.